Hear now the good news of the birth of Jesus Christ according to Luke chapter 2. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own town to be registered. And Joseph also went from Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, for there was no room for them at the inn. In that region, there were shepherds lying in their fields, watching over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord came and stood before them, and glory shone all around, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for I bring good news of great joy for all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the babe wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly the angel was surrounded by a multitude of heavenly hosts, singing and glorifying God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to whom he favors." When the angel had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them, and everyone who heard it was amazed. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned home, glorifying and praising God for all that they had seen and heard, as it had been told to them. This is the good news of the birth of Jesus Christ. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace and peace be to you from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. We're gathered here together on this Christmas day because of a mystery. And the mystery, to use theological language, is about the incarnation of God. The incarnation, with that taken literally, it means the enfleshment. It's the idea that God, the God of the universe, the God whom we worship in the heavens, that knows all, sees all, and is everywhere, this God chose to came and put on human skin and to live and walk and speak and be among us. This is a story of a God out there who chose to be a God in here, in with us, in our mortality, in our humanity, in our flesh. And as such, it's a story of contrast, especially as the way Luke tells it. Imagine the God of the universe, whose multitude of heavenly hosts are singing glory to God in the highest heaven, comes and goes to what, the lowest heaven, goes and becomes a small child in a manger, in that smelly feed trough, surrounded with smells of animals and all the other stuff that would be there in a barn or a stable. Yeah, this is the mystery, the story of the incarnation of God, as Eugene Peterson tells it, moving into the neighborhood.
Let all together praise our God before the highest throne. Today God opens heaven. again and sends the only Son, and sends the only Son. From God's right hand the Son descends, is born an infant small, and lies in poverty his bed, a manger in a stall, a manger in a stall.
At the beginning of the service, Laura kind of stole my thunder a little bit. She announced the birth of our niece, Macy. Well, I get to show you a picture. If you'll look up at the on the PowerPoint, here's a picture of Macy. Isn't she beautiful? Yeah. I mean, this was taken, must have been just moments after her birth. Beautiful, small, full of potential. We give thanks that she was born healthy and everything's going well. But it's also, in addition to being a shameless excuse to brag about my new niece, it also puts a picture to the incarnation. I mean, just look how frail and how small and how vulnerable Macy is. Seemingly powerless, completely dependent upon her mother's care and the care of those around her. And when we think about Mary holding that baby Jesus, how holding that small, seemingly powerless, frail little child, how could she possibly imagine or have imagined that she was holding the God of the universe, who was so powerful and who is so powerful and so full of potential. And so as she held and fed the baby Jesus, we get in touch with how much God gave up or how much God took on in order to be amongst us and to let us know of God's love and grace.
Tender child, you veil in flesh the splendor of your mind. A servant's garb now wraps the one who clothed the sky with light. Who clothed the sky with light. Your mother feeds you tenderly, sings you a lullaby, while angels hailing David's heir, your glory magnify, your glory magnify.
Yeah, in this Christmas season, it can feel like a whirlwind. All the things we have to do in order to make this Christmas special, all the gift buying and gift wrapping and decorating and baking and cleaning and all the parties, all that stuff. And it is so easy. It is so easy to get caught up into all the doing, all our doing, and all of our focus on having it go well for us and for our families, that we forget that it's really all about God. It's all about God, what God has done, what God is doing. It's all about God's grace. Grace, that word that we use to try to capture this unconditional, ever-flowing love of God. Grace is the acknowledgement, the awareness that it is all God's action. It is God's choice. It was God's choice and continues to be God's choice to come down to us, to dwell in our flesh, to dwell in our hearts. It's God's choice to continue to love us in spite of all the things that we do. It's God's choice to love us just as we are and just as we aren't. This is a story of Christmas, of the depth of God's grace and how the heart of God, which is love, so desires that we know this love that God took on our very being in order to make it known to us.
A wonderful exchange you make. You take our flesh and blood, and in return give us to share the shining realm of God, the shining realm of God. Unlock the door again today that leads to paradise. The angel bars the way no more, to God let praises rise, to God let praises rise.
Amen. So let praises rise to our God. Let us stand and sing.